This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
So we knew the film was coming out this week. It's been an awesome few days. Patrick Murray, former cybersecurity veteran, former DOD contractor, working on ShadowNet. The film is Shadowgate. Millie Weaver and her husband, played the video last hour, got arrested in Ohio today. Grand jury for stealing documents, I guess, or something. They wouldn't even tell them. They said burglary. And so that's now happened. So I guess their paranoia has turned out to not be paranoia, but legitimate concern. And so, Patrick Murray, this is a five-minute segment, 10-minute segment's coming up next. But get in, because you've already covered a lot of incredible things. The point is, this is going on domestically. What does President Trump need to do?
President Trump needs to, the whole world needs to, in my opinion, sort of take a mulligan and acknowledge that all of this is happening and that we're just destroying our country. We're destroying the integrity of the election process, that's for sure, which is the core of our democracy. But I would argue, and so do a lot of people, that we're actually destroying humanity in the process.
And again, explain in layman's terms what this system does, how it manipulates minds, how does it control media?
Well, the same thing we indicted the 13 Russians for, right? Fake personas. One person could be five different people. One person could be, one analyst could be 5 or 10 different personas.
Sock puppets, megaphones.
One person could be 5 to 10 different fake personas in a social media chat room, right? And he can be arguing with himself, sharing links between his multiple profiles, which helps both increase the search engine optimization, increases trending, and increases legitimacy.
So we're talking about election meddling type stuff.
Well, we're talking about anything.
It can amplify whatever you want. It's artificial.
It's artificial, right? So they understand how people will reflexively behave when you put a certain stimulus or certain information, right? So if we understand how people are going to behave, then we build enough, we collect enough data on them, and like ClearForce, which is a product of ShadowNet, like built from its relational database core. ClearForce.com, owned by General Jones, owned by General Hayden, and some of the top people with the biggest credit reporting agencies and such on ClearForce.com, right? So that was built from the core. That was built from taxpayer-funded DOD weapon, which is used to determine whether or not you lose a job that you currently have or get a job you're applying to. Now, how does it do that? It says right on their website, it builds predictive behavioral models that determine whether or not you're predictively likely to steal or leak. It's a minority report. But instead of the precogs, you've got Jones and Hayden back there programming algorithms. So what if they decide to, say anybody who listens to Alex Jones, we don't want working at our company, or anybody who voted for Barack Obama, we don't want, because it's not about politics.
It's an incredibly dangerous discriminatory system. So we're worried about black versus white. This is AI versus everybody.
Oh, it's far beyond just like fake personas on social media.
It's total information awareness. Total information control.
Yeah, and that you can see, like, right on their website, they show that this company, Centricus, a UK financing firm, invested billions of dollars into ClearForce. And then the very next month, you can see that this China-owned firm invested $15 billion into Centricus. And then you can see that that same month, General Jones partnered with Facebook through Atlantic Council, as God is my witness, Alex, to restore election integrity worldwide. And I kind of think that people need to have a discussion about that but nobody will listen. Nobody would hear me. And Millie and Gavin did, to their credit. And I warned them. I said, this isn't going to be good. There's a reason that someone as big as, built wise as Bongino is afraid of these people.
Well, that's right. And also, again, Trump wants to get rid of this, but it's so incestuous. Both parties are so heavily invested and involved. That's why it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
They'll be right back. And again, like you said, it's wedded to communist China. It's got to be shut down. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start.
Here's what's happening with technology and information systems. It's giving companies and governments edges over commerce, free market, and the people. And they're able to deceptively not just spy on people, but use that data to control the masses of people. And it's being used to basically end the country. And you were just saying, Trump doesn't understand this. Trump doesn't know this. And I agree, people that know him know that when it comes to technology, he has good instincts. He loves America. He's an industrialist. But they're running circles around him on this, and that's why they disrespect him, because he doesn't know how to get control of the national security apparatus. Why they got rid of HUMET was because they fear humans being empowered and knowing how things work. They want to make it all digital so that we can all be compartmentalized. That's what this whole lockdown is the post-human rollout.
Agreed. So,
we'll talk about Trump. What does that mean? What are his weak points? What should he do?
I honestly don't know. You know, I think we need to literally all, like I said, take a mulligan, have like a SALT level, you know, strategic arms limitation treaty on IIA, because everybody, you know, the Democrats just focused on Russia doing this.
But that's their distraction from them with true weaponized.
But as someone who worked for 3 years in IIA with the Department of Defense, I mean, they're like the least that I worry about.
I was about to say, we're not defending the right, but they're a red herring. Who's most powerful when it comes to this type of propaganda and cyber warfare?
I would say probably General Jones. America, domestically. Israel, extremely powerful, right? But also directly tied to General Jones through Wikistrat and Joel Zemel, who I believe Wikistrat is actually WikiLeaks. I believe Psy Group is actually iSci, the name of our relational database. That's actually how we do
it. And why do they keep Assange in jail? When it didn't come from the Russians, it probably did come from General Jones. That's the word I was told back during the campaign. And then they tried to blame Roger and I. I can tell you, Roger did not have these high-level connections, you think. He couldn't even get the time of day from Julian Assange. But General Jones, I know, was involved at those levels from what I've seen.
So those questions that you ask are all questions that I've been trying to
get. Remember, Trump's like, I love WikiLeaks, release it all. And then he leaves Assange there. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. He did the right thing, you know, getting Roger clemency. Mm-hmm. Why do you think he's not helped Julian Assange?
I don't know. These are all questions that I'm trying to get answers to, because I know all the people that were involved with the ShadowNet are all directly involved in that. General Jones and Michael Hayden are on the board of directors of Wikistrat. Wikistrat was directly connected, is owned by Joel Zemel, Psy Group, Wikistrat. They were both tied to the Cambridge Analytica scandal, where Facebook again got fined $1 billion and then turned around and partnered with the subcontractors to Cambridge Analytica to, what, restore election integrity worldwide, right? So these are questions people need to ask and get answers to, because as far as I'm concerned, Zuckerberg lied in front of Congress, and he needs to explain why.
Well, that's not your opinion. All of them have lied in front of Congress.
Google goes,
we don't track any user ever with a phone. It's like saying, and birds don't fly. I mean, it's like, what? I mean, how do they get away with that? Congress knows all this. What is this? It's...
Again, I try not to speculate outside of what I actually know, but these are all the questions that have brought me here today and brought me to the other people that I've tried to get information and spoke to. I had no idea that, because I spent like about 7-8 years overseas, I had no idea when I came back to the States that these tools that we had pioneered to use against our adversaries had just been commercially sold politically throughout our country on both sides. I had no idea the depth of what's going on. Real quick, the vice president of Jones Group International, Jillian Turner, is a Fox News host. She was a Fox News host while she was vice president of Jones Group International. Jones Group International is owned by General Jones. Jones Group International owns the Shadow Net, right? And she's a Fox News host. Does she profit from that? I mean, people need to understand that they have put assets. I mean, this is what I'm...
By the way, I'm not defending General Jones or any of these people. No. What you're saying is on record, but I don't want to get tunnel vision here. You know, Google and Facebook and Twitter and all these other groups have their own similar systems. Mm-hmm. And so they do partnerships is because they're all trying to get more data on the other one. Yeah. And that's why, like, China and Huawei, mm-hmm. it's always scoop up more and more. Mm-hmm. So your perspective was from the military and General Jones. Yeah. Who are the other big players, though?
You can go back to Google, right? We have a ShadowNet flyer, right? And which is a publicly disseminated ShadowNet.
And Google was set up by the Pentagon.
Google's Irkut, which was basically shut down because in part by too many fake personas. Google's Irkut is literally, there's an active engagement as a screenshot on the ShadowNet flyer for Google's Irkut. Now, I would like to know, did Google know that they were doing that? And if they didn't know that they were doing that...
Of course they knew, but it's like Facebook was the CIA operation, and the day it went public, they shut it down and flipped it to Facebook. And that's Intutil.
I can't say, but I can say in 2018, Facebook partnered with the owner of the ShadowNet to restore election integrity worldwide, so... Yeah, kind of fits, doesn't it? You know, this is all publicly available.
Well, clearly 90%+ of the media is against Trump. They're using this against Trump.
They're using it however it benefits them.
Well, but I mean, the establishment, the main attack is against Trump. Mm-hmm.
Sure. If it benefits them to attack Trump, they will attack Trump. If it benefits them to use Trump to hurt their enemies, they will use Trump to hurt their enemies. It has nothing to
do
with
politics. It's all very sociopathic.
It has nothing to do with politics. It's all about power and profit. People got to get the politics out of their mind with this. Once you can accept that, it starts making sense.
Well, I'm going to try to find out what's going on with Millie Weaver, who got arrested along with her husband about 3.5 hours ago. We've already played the video here. She is a contractor with InfoWars. She does her own reports, but we're a sponsor of hers. And she does reports for us. But she was making this film with some other whistleblowers and people, and she's been arrested. That should be big national news, but of course it won't be, because this is the new climate in our country. Literally barefoot with her children in her house this morning, and this happened. Patrick Berge, I really appreciate you spending time with us today. If people want to contact you, or how do they do that?
My Twitter is at PFC40book. I have freedomstream.tv. Again, I have no desire to become a... I want you guys to pick this up.
Oh, but we want people to talk to you. So,
you know,
don't be ashamed that you're out here in the public. You should be. So how do people visit that again?
They can...
ShadowNet, American Awakening?
Yes, the American Awakening. I have victimoftheswamp.com, which I set up a long time ago, but
that's
I'm
awesome.
Migrating everything to freedomstream.tv.
Well, you're doing a great job, and we appreciate you coming in. We need to get on the phone, and maybe you can, too, and figure out what's going on with Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz, her husband.
Thank you, sir.
Both hardworking folks who got involved in some really got involved in some serious stuff. And I don't know what's going on yet, but I know that they don't want this coming out. I think they probably planted something on them or did something. I think it's going to come out. Only because it's the same. They tried it with us a bunch. And, again, they were willing to do it, so they're winners. So whatever happens to them, they decided this is where they wanted to be.
Yes, sir.
And it's just a serious situation. So hope listeners understand that. And, again, come back on with us in the next few days as this unfolds.
Can I say one more
thing?
For a long time, I've been trying to get a classified briefing to where I could explain a lot more things than what I can explain
to the president or somebody else.
To the president, only the president, because it's not going
to
do.
Well, listen, I'm not bragging, but we actually got him to talk to William Binney. That did happen, and that did a lot of good. But he kind of
Trump be read on for this.
Absolutely.
All right, and it involves Khashoggi. So let's just say it's kind of seems kind of significant, doesn't it?
All right. Well, I look forward to having you back on with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And then we've got in studio Savannah Hernandez.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John.
All right, let's get right into the broadcast.
Nobody seemed to know.
I had all this big broadcast lined out for you, all these guests, all this good news, and then Millie Weaver's calling me while I'm working out at like 9 a.m. They're breaking into my phone. I'm being followed. All this stuff's going on. And I'm just like, she's like, you know, have the producer call me back. Get me on. I've got this guest in town, Patrick Berge, and you. And I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden, I walk in here about to do the show. And they're like, there's the video. She's been arrested, and they came to her house, and it's just insane. I know this. The NSA, the globalist, Hillary, their computers all said she was going to win. They lost. And so they talk about the power of their psyops and the power of their propaganda. That worked back when the public still believed their lies. It doesn't work like it used to. I mean, there's a certain demographic of people, black, white, old, young, that are dumb, that'll believe anything and have no memory. But it's working less and less. And so people close to it think it's this incredibly monolithic power. Let me tell you what trumps all that fancy propaganda and all the little flashing lights and all the little fake, you know, sock puppets and everything is the truth. So they can shadow ban everybody and they can censor you all day. But if you know the truth and you live your life right and you love God and you build a better society, these New World Order sociopaths can't win. Because all they look at is their own personal power, their own personal gain, and they lose their own power, their own gain, because they don't get everything's interconnected. You know, I went back during the break to get a cup of coffee, and I was watching Fox News just for a minute while I was getting coffee, and it was, well, now with the worsening cases, and we've got to have stimulus too, and, you know, because the country is devastated by COVID. And the national death rate is now similar to Texas. Saw the numbers a few days ago. It's 0.0035. I mean, you got more people dying from drowning in their pools than this. And it's all psyops and it's all lies. And I sit there and I talk to rational, smart people who want to elbow bump me when we talk. And I go, hey, you know, this is a lot less more powerful, a lot less powerful than the flu. They go, well, yeah, but there's still something scary about the virus, because every stroke and every weird cancer, they go, oh, the person was positive for COVID and they had this cancer, or they had epilepsy and they already had epilepsy. So I look at that. There's like 10 different types of psyops they did. Every kid that dies, they say had it. Later, it's admitted it's not true. Every old person that dies, they'll use some celebrity that they claim died of that, but it's something else. And you just see, or they go, oh, I saw it on New York Times, CNN last night, without even looking, top story. Pandemic in New York rivals the Spanish flu. Rivals in the number of infected, not in the dead. Spanish flu, they think, killed 50 million people. What do they claim COVID's killed worldwide? Not even a million people? Yeah, there it is. COVID-19 death toll rivals fatality rate. 1980 flu. That's even more deceptive from CNN. The 160,000 rivals 50 million? What? Put that back up. Because they had both out. They're like, cases rival. And then they're also saying the death toll. That is totally a lie. It's like saying, oh, you got 160,000. That rivals 50 million. That's your sophisticated psyop Pentagon thing. What it is people are domesticated and they're weak. And they like getting into, oh my God. And then almost every death is somebody that died in a car wreck, a cancer, the flu, drowning, drug overdose. And I sit there and read the obituaries. And every time I hear like a 7-year-old died, I go, look, they didn't die of it. Well, they got hit by a car, but they had COVID, so that killed them. Or they fell down in the shower and hit their head, but they, and the meanwhile, they're like, oh, chicken wings from Brazil test positive. Yeah, and so do papayas, and so do everything else, because it's a fake test. But it's just all a big exercise in hype and emptiness and hysteria, because we don't have God anymore. We don't have integrity. We don't have empathy. We don't have depth. It's all just the laziest, shallowest people that are just receiving info. They don't have any depth. They're just like, minute to minute, they just, sex, coffee, go to sleep, go see a movie, pet my car. And it's not that sex or a movie or a car is bad. It's that it ain't God. And you look at people, they're so soulless now. They're so empty, many of them. Then you see somebody that's black, white, brown, and they've got a soul, and they're electric, and they're there, and they're seeing things, and they get what you're saying, and they're connected to you, and that's how you want to be. You don't want to be these lawyers and military people at the top and these mummies that go and interface with each other and show, I'm soulless, I'm like a robot, and I'll fit in good with you because we'll screw everybody else so that we have bigger digits in our bank account and are more powerful than somebody else. And then there's people that are awake, but they're still afraid. Afraid of what they're going to lose. Afraid of what somebody's going to say. And they're always looking for the establishment. Like, oh, if I could have Fox News accept me or CNN. Oh, if I could have the big channel. If I could be interviewed by the big host, I'd be credible. That's discredited. That's over. That's gone. That's collapsing. So these are all soulless people, ladies and gentlemen. And you have the soul. You got something deep inside that connects you to reality, and so do I, and that's what brings us together. And so it is that connection, it is that event of consciousness with God that makes everything else not matter. Because this planet is a test. Will we use knowledge to control and dominate others, or will we use knowledge to empower ourselves, and will we empower others, and will we teach people the tricks? Teach them how to fish, don't feed them fish. Will we give up our power to gain power for all of us, and then we even rise higher? But there's a spirit that doesn't want to teach people how to be powerful, because the people that lead that are not powerful. They don't have the Promethean fire. They've seen the Promethean fire, and they want to describe it, and they want to build something like it instead of catching yourself on fire, saying, I am the Promethean fire. I am Prometheus. I am the fire of knowledge. But you must turn loose like a surfer that's on the wave. You're not controlling the wave, you're riding the wave. This is knowledge.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen
because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To 3 p.m. We're here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Then the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, with Owen Schroyer and Savannah Hernandez, Roger Stone, and others. David Knight does a kick butt job, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. Okay, I had a lot of positive news to cover, and I've not plugged one time here on the full show that at noon tomorrow at the Hill of Life off of 360 in Austin, Texas, type in Hill of Life Trail, Austin, Texas. It's right off Spanish Trail or Scottish Trail. And the addresses are on InfoWars.com. They had closed down more than 10 entrances to the 98,000-acre giant Barton Creek City Park that the environmentalists stole from private landowners in 1992. And I always said they're going to turn around and try to shut it down and build on it. Well, Kirk Watson, that was mayor at the time, they got a couple hundred thousand acres outside of town, also on the same Barton Creek escarpment, and they're now building on that and got rid of it. So that's always been their plan. So they stole it from the landowners, a lot of times pennies on the dollar, and now they're going to steal it from you. And all over the world, from Spain to Australia, you name it, they're doing the same thing. So the actual address is 1710 Camp Craft Road, Austin, Texas, but it's comes right off 360 Capital Texas Highway and Scottish Trail that comes right off there. You can't miss it. You'll see all the cars parked. You go up the hill, and it's a quarter of a mile hike down the hill towards the beautiful Barton Creek, Greenbelt, and Barton Creek. So I'm sitting there Sunday morning. My wife gets back from hiking with her friend. They were thrown out of the park by people saying they're green police. And I go there, and the police are already there. They call six more police cars, and they're telling people, you can't come in. It's full COVID-19. You didn't sign up and give us your name and number and driver's license. Well, that's totally illegal. It's not an ordinance. I talked to the cops. The cops go, yeah, there's not an ordinance. This is illegal. So they ordered them to stop it, and now it stopped as of 2 days ago, all over the city. They're no longer blocking it, but they put up fences. They use the dumb lifeguards, nothing against lifeguards, but you know, they're like 20 years old. They don't know what they're doing. They're ignorant to do this. So I told Savannah Hernandez yesterday morning, I said, you ought to go out and cover this and see what people think. Because it all starts at Barton Springs, where the creek ends, is another big spring that comes up out of the ground into the Colorado River. Beautiful, world-class area. So she goes down there, it's all blocked, and she spontaneously starts ripping things down. The report is on InfoWars.com. But what's amazing is that since this went viral a few days ago, there were 10 million views on Twitter alone when I went and did it. They made fun of us. They attacked us. But we've sent our people out everywhere. They don't have the monitors there trying to keep people out of the biggest city park system in the country. So Savannah Hernandez, great job. You did it happily in a fun way, much more effective than me. I salute you. They won't be able to edit this down to make it look like you were attacking innocent people. Twitter edited and said I was just randomly yelling at people for no reason. No, they were there blocking people getting into the park, criminally in my view.
Yeah, and you know, Alex, this is something that they've been doing for the past couple of months, actually. Barton Springs is one of my favorite places to go to here in Austin.
That's right. They were just expanding it now citywide.
Especially in the middle of the summer because, again, it gets to over 100 degrees here in Texas. It's very hot. We have a lot of parks with, you know, entrances to the river and whatnot so people can go enjoy the outdoors, especially amid a big pandemic. Where's better to be, you know, other than outside in the direct
sunlight? Oh, yeah. The virus can't live. It's good for vitamin D. But exactly. The Grinch that stole Christmas, the Grinch that stole Austin, the Gavin Newsom blocking the beaches, this is criminal.
Yeah, Allison, you know what? That's why I finally got so tired of it, too. And I went there with the intention of just probably seeing some security guards there because I've gone there previously and they told me that they were going to fine me $1,000 if I went in there. And that was probably 1 or 2 months ago. I haven't been back since. And you were like, hey, go see if there's people out front. There wasn't. But I started seeing people walk up to this fence and say, oh, well, it's closed. I can't go in. And I said, yeah, you can. So I ripped it down because I'm so tired of people seeing this little orange netting and then thinking that they can't go into a public park, into nature, for their own health. It's ridiculous. And you know, that's the barrier. It's an orange net. And if you
eat, and they're telling you, you're non-essential, you're scum. Again, Austin has the biggest park system in the country. It's the only thing that makes the town good, because the leftists here have ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
And to watch, but as soon as you tear the fences down, they just pour in.
Exactly. And that's what people need, is that push. They just need one person to lead them. And you know, I always say apply the same exact mentality to face masks, because if one person stops wearing a face mask, I do this all the time in my local HEB, other people see you and they start taking off.
And now Biden and Kamala, slave owner Harris, they are saying you will wear it. And now Democrats are making their employees in Zoom meetings wear it. Talk about
a cult. Houses.
They're literal perkas.
And that's what I'm saying, Alex. At this point, this isn't about common sense or about science anymore. We need to exercise common sense. This is nature. It's an open park.
Well, Savannah, you're the real Wonder Woman. You're the real Wonder Woman. I mean.
Thank you, Alex. You're so sweet.
No, I'm not sweet. I literally got up early this morning, saw this video, and just you took years off. You added years to my life. I mean, this is, if everybody starts acting like this, we're going to win. I mean, I'm absolutely just in awe. Great job.
Thank you.
And of course, Harrison Smith did a great job running camera.
He did. And more importantly, I just hope people watch this video and realize that, hey, I can still go into my public park. Hey, I can go into my local grocery store without a face mask. Hey, I can live my normal life. You know, we keep talking about this new normal, and everyone keeps saying, oh, we're never going to get back to normal. Yeah, we're not going to get back to normal.
Because Bill Gates says it never ends.
We're not going to
This is not meant to ever end.
Unless the American people fight for their freedom and fight for their rights. We're not going to get, but you're never going to get back to normal unless you actually take action.
And again, it's all based on lies. Nationwide in Texas, it's 0032. And nationwide, it's 0035. And that's with fake numbers. It's a hoax. The flu's five times worse now. This is total BS, man. But they focus in on each death or each person out of 330 million to create this perception.
Exactly, Alex. And people, especially Mayor Adler as well, because I'm pretty sure our mask ordinance is supposed to be up on the 15th of this month, which is, I believe, tomorrow.
He's going to extend it.
He's going to extend it. And why he's already been focusing on the huge amounts of death here in Austin, Texas, our overrun hospitals. Show me where that is.
It's all lies.
Show me where it is, because there are not people dying in the streets. There are no overrun hospitals. Even at the peak of this pandemic in New York, we never run out of ventilators. Those extra hospitals that they spent millions of dollars to set up never got used.
They were empty. That's on record. And we forget.
The Navy ships never got used either.
Look at this. Yale professor, Infowars.com, hydroxychloroquine haters spewing misleading toxic disinformation, says it 100% works. Oh, but the UN says, and it just goes on and on. And again, Biden and Kamala saying, look at this, COVID-19 death toll rivals fatality rate during 1918 flu. It killed 50 million. This hasn't killed a million worldwide. That's a total lie. 1 million doesn't rival 50 million, Savannah.
Exactly. And people keep trying to make these comparisons, and it's all about fear. Obviously, we're in an election year, and they're using this to control people.
And to embarrass Trump in America. Look at this.
Exactly.
France placed on UK travel quarantine list as coronavirus rises again. Everyone's placing each other on this to virtue signal instead of just saying it's a giant hoax. Look at this. Peak idiocy. Wisconsin government agency mandates face mask use for virtual Zoom meetings. Again, you're private with a Zoom meeting. Hey, you're alone in your house. Put your damn mask. It's a cult, man. It's a cult. God almighty. Savannah?
And that's why I want people to wake up, Alex, because people have so willingly put on this face mask. They don't even question authority anymore. They don't question anything. They're willingly bowing down to this. So when the vaccine rolls through, they're willingly going to take that. When they're told that they have to vote via mail-in ballot, they're going to do that sitting down as well.
Oh, that's all. They admit that's the plan.
Yeah, they're not going to fight for their rights. And that's what this whole thing has been. It's been a huge example of how many Americans are submissive and they're not willing to fight for their freedoms at all. And it's very sad to see.
It puts the mask on its skin, or it gets phase one again.
I swear, Alex. And yeah, that's the thing. Everyone's acting like there are people lying in the streets, dying and rioting.
Oh, they love it. I'm a hero.
That's not
You're
happening.
Not a hero.
That's yeah, none of it's happening. So go to your nature park. Go out and live your normal life. You can do that today. But you
Savannah, tomorrow.
Do it.
Tomorrow, 12 noon. Are you going to join me with Owen?
Yeah, I love going swimming. Let's go. I'll be out there. I need to tan a little bit more. So I'll go out and enjoy nature with you guys.
We're going to, because they're not even there now, blocking it. But so we still need to go, and just with our American flags, hell alive, Austin, Texas, noon tomorrow. Everybody be there. Go swimming with the hippopotamus. We're not talking about Savannah. I am the platypus.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Switching off your targeting computer. We are back live. Savannah Hernandez has knocked it out of the park. You know, I was a big, fat, ugly, sweaty mess when my wife was told she couldn't be at the giant green belt with her friend Sunday, so I stomped over there, called a camera guy, and went over there. And the media edited it to say that I just randomly attacked innocent teenagers. No, they're like, hey, what are you doing? They're like, F you. You're a bunch of surly punks, man. Contact tracing us and saying, and I've watched them telling families, oh, you can't go in, sorry, it's full. And I'm like, yeah, that's wrong. They would start flipping me off. The media's like, poor innocent children. Alex Jones came and was mean to them. I was surprised they didn't say, Jones put up a TV screen and showed child porn, or he sacrificed a baby. Then I say to the cops, they're illegally blocking this. It's not a city ordinance. They go, you're right. The cops say, get out of there to the lifeguards. Make them stop blocking the entrance to the whole canyon area. How does the media turn that into a defeat for us? It's a huge victory. They just say, Jones showed up and attacked high schoolers. But it doesn't matter because the people know the truth. And suddenly, we've sent our crew out. They don't have the people blocking the entrances now.
And folks reportedly are tearing them down everywhere. Savannah did it instinctively yesterday. So here is her powerful report that I'm begging you. It's only got like 70,000 views, Bandot video. Of course, me looking like a sweaty hippopotamus, you know, has got 10 million or whatever. This is the answer. Saying no, not complying. It's beautiful. It's perfect. It's sweet. It's funny. It's cute. It's true. And it's at Infowars.com, epic citizen, activist, free citizens, blocked from enjoying massive public park / swimming hole. So let's go ahead and roll that report.
Hey guy, how'd you get in there?
They must have just put the tuck because this was flat.
Like today?
Yeah.
This morning?
Yeah, like 30 minutes ago.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Just go under it.
Okay, guys, so as you can see, no one in Austin gives a damn about this blockade. So I want to point something out to you guys. Now, Alex went viral on Twitter because he was at Barton Springs. They wouldn't let him in. Apparently, you now need a reservation. But this is the free side of Barton Springs. There's a pay side and a free side. This is the free side. It's just a part of nature, just like Bilger Park. It's a big-ass grass field where people can go. And this is the free side of Barton. And we have this huge freaking thing here. So I'm just going to, you know, public service right now. I'm sorry. But someone's got to do it. Is this a crime? I don't know. Oh, look, the lifeguards are coming. Oh, shit. Hey guys, so we're now in the free side of Barton, and did you guys see how easy that was? No face masks, no fines, no police officers, no one stopping us from doing this. Why? Because this is nature. And we, in Austin, the people who pay, the taxpayers who pay for all of these natural parks, should be able to access them. So here we are in Barton now, and as you guys can see in front of me, there's so many people in here. Why? Because nobody cares about these mandates anymore for COVID-19. Everyone knows it's ridiculous. There's no overrun hospitals here in Austin. People are not dying in the streets. And people should be able to go outside for their own personal health and experience nature. You know, guys, I've been stuck inside of my apartment for the past 3 months because of Mayor Adler's bullshit lockdown orders, and it's time to rage. Ah! America, oh, America. Look at this dog. Free American.
Where's your mask, dog. Sir? Sir, where's your mask?
Arrest him. Arrest him now. Close, but we're already inside, Mayor Adler. The clothes. We say the parks are open. Come on in, guys. The parks are only closed if you want them to be. Don't wear a face mask and go to your national park. Nothing. Go in there, guys. Come on, Harrison.
All right. Yeah.
Good for radio listeners. She's opening the parks for the people. InfoWars is leading.
Well, you don't need to be videoing me, though.
Yeah, that's right, lady. We opened it up for you. You're in a public space.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Standing up for you.
She wasn't happy, but she's in the park. What am I? What is it? Hey, guys, why did you all break in? Awesome. Enjoy your day. Go have fun in nature. Be healthy.
Everything is a post-human future, folks. We must stop complying.
They did that because everyone else is doing it. And I want us to take this exact same mentality when it comes to face masks. If everyone stops wearing face masks, everyone else is going to stop wearing face masks. Why? Because everyone has this sheep-like mentality that they're going to follow what the masses are doing. Be that domino. Be the first one that falls because look what happened. Glad to see you guys in nature.
Oh, thank you.
No one gives a damn about these coronavirus orders anymore, let's be honest. Okay, guys, so we ripped down a little entrance here in the fence, and since then, about 20 people have come through. I've kind of been sitting down and asking them, like, hey, why are you coming in into the park?
Like, obviously, I open the fence for them. And they're just like, because everyone else is doing it. But as you guys can see here, a lot of people know that in terms of the health repercussions of going out in the sun versus staying indoors for the next 3 months, coming outside is a lot better. These are the small revolutions we need to be leading in America. They seem small, but they have a big impact. And look, guys, we listen to rules. I'm all about law and order. But in terms of our government shutting down a nature trail, that's ridiculous. Come on, guys, let's use common sense here. And I've said this 3 times already in other small monologues I've had throughout the day, but 100-degree weather, middle of Texas, direct sunlight. How is the virus going to survive in that? Someone explain it. Show me the science. Remember the country that you live in, USA. I want people to understand something. When the government says no, we say yes. We, the American people, go into nature and we live our normal lives, mask-free. All right, guys, we've done our civil service for today, and come to Barton Springs, because it's open.
And I'm going to think about having to eat my neighbor. I'm going to haul him up by a chain. All right, that's the latest at Action 7 News. And resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. This is all a UN-mandated system. And if we grovel, they'll push it all the way like they did in Australia. We're wearing a mask. They're beating up and choking women walking their dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is a power grab, folks. This is a police state. The average cop is against it. The police state is the edict from the bureaucrats. Savannah?
I completely agree, Alex. And that's why we need to stand up against this. Because like you just said, you know, if you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. We've already seen this in other countries. But we've already seen this in other parts of America, like California. We've already seen this with the fact that it was 15 days to slow the spread, and we're still in this.
Six months later. Yeah. And everybody needs to join us. Just type in The Hill of Life. There's articles on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll send an email out today for folks that are signed up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. But you can't miss it. Hill of Life off 360, Scottish Trail. You'll see all the cars. There's a trailhead at the top. They were blocking it every day until now. No one's there. But we're still going to show up, march down the hill together, jump in the creek, and have some fun. So we're doing it. Go swimming with Alex and Savannah Hernandez and Owen Schroyer and everybody else. We're going to be down there tomorrow, and I can't wait to shake your hand. I'm going to bring my snorkel and goggles. A lot of fish in the creek. We'll go down. We'll walk down to the right. It's only about one-tenth of a mile once you get to the bottom. And then hiking up's a little bit of a stress, so if you're not into that, don't do it. But I chose this place because this is where they tried to block me. It's where the chain reaction happened. But Savannah, it's good news. As of yesterday and today, they've pulled all these little punks off these entrances because there's no law. They're just doing it.
Exactly, Alex. And again, people need that leader. They needed you to go out there and show that. They needed you to go out there and say that, hey, this is an...
Savannah, you did a way better job than me. I hit like a single and I got to first base. You did a grand slam.
I'm just glad that we're all out here. We're doing it. We're bringing light to this situation, and we're showing people that, hey, you know what? Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your right to go out in nature, because this is unconstitutional. And the fact that we all think that it's against the law to go walk a nature trail is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're waking up in a cult, and now the Democrats are officially saying, wear mask in your house at all times. The UN's going to take your kids, and when you're on video, you've got to wear it. You may infect someone with the microphone. That's a cult, folks. They're just seeing if you'll drink the orange Kool-Aid with the cyanide in it.
I hope that everyone listening to us right now at their homes is wearing a face mask so they don't get infected with our COVID, Dallas.
Imagine if I came on air and said, when you watch the show, you must wear a mask. You'd be like, this guy's a cult leader. I mean, that is her. I mean, come on, people. Savannah Hernandez. All right, we got a special guest coming up straight ahead. Stay with us. Wow, I'm excited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Well,